Open Windows, December the 15th. Spiritual Senses. Solid food belongs to those who are of full age. That is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Hebrews 5:14. In our natural, physical man, we have five senses. We have our sight, hearing, smell, taste and touch. Those are the five senses of our physical, natural life. But there is also an inner man called the hidden man of the heart. And that inward man has what corresponds to the outer man's five senses. There is a faculty of spiritual sight, of spiritual hearing, of spiritual smelling or sensing, of spiritual taste or spiritual touch. And these senses are very important to the life of the inward man. Yes, more important even than the senses of the physical man. We know how we feel the tragedy of people who have lost any of those outward senses. Oh, it's a great loss. It's an imperfect life, a life of limitation. But it is equally true of the inward man. To be without spiritual sight is a tragic loss and a terrible limitation. Or without spiritual hearing, that capacity for answering to the Spirit. Or he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith. If there is no capacity for hearing, that is a desperate situation. What a loss there is if there is no sensing. Sensing as in the matter of smell, so that you can at once scent things. I know how wrongly that has been used in an everlasting attempt to scent heresy and fault and wrong. And there is a right faculty of spiritual scent, which is very important. And I believe it was to that that reference was made concerning our Lord in Isaiah 11, verse 3. His scent shall be in the fear of the Lord. Quick of scent, right on the mark in scenting what the Lord wanted. Oh, and how true it was of his heavenly life. What it saved him to scent the enemy, and what the enemy was up to scent what the Father wanted, and when he did not want things. It is important to be quick of scent. And so with our taste, as with our touch, our contact, and what we register by contact. This is a very real inward man. And these are the senses which form the basis of spiritual capacity. These are the things to be exercised, to be put through for increase and for development.